Robert Laughlin is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist at Stanford University. He's written various popular books, including A Different Universe and The Crime of Reason and the Closing of the Scientific Mind. Laughlin has a rather quirky view of his fellow physicists, as Steve Paulson discovered.
Once I was in Finland giving a talk, and I felt a little pesky, so I confessed to this big auditorium of students that I made explosives when I was a kid. And I probably shouldn't admit it now because they'll lock you up as a terrorist, but I was just rather curious how many people in the audience made explosives as kids. They all raised their hands. Now, I didn't have a room full of terrorists. What I had was a room full of mostly young men who went through their teenage power thing and were very smart and experimented. Now, you'll find that people who choose an artistic life, which is what this is, tend to be, well, eccentric, as I said, but also obsessed with knowing lots of things.
Why physicists, though? I mean, why does this particular scientific discipline seem to encourage this kind of oddball behavior? I'm guessing more so than, say, in biology or in the medical sciences, you know, that kind of thing.
Why is the sky blue? People are different, societies are different, disciplines are different. Probably the answer is the bomb. You know, the lurid fascination of that attracted a certain kind of person, and then the culture got embedded in the discipline and stuck. But that's just a guess. The more objective response is that the various disciplines of science have personalities. When I was in Korea, I had an official explain to me the difference of the scientists. Now, this is not my words. This is an official. He says, well, I can explain science to you very easy. He says that biologists are stupid, the physicists are children, and the chemists are gangsters. Now, if you know any chemists, you laugh immediately because I think that's pretty true. Most of the chemists I know that actually are gangsters. So he was trying to explain that the physicists were very artistic people, interested in lots of things, but perhaps not as practical as they ought to be. And the chemists were a little bit too practical. And everybody likes to trash the biologists because the biologists are winning.
And you also say that physicists are culturally the exact opposite of doctors.
Right. And the objective there, of course, is to start fights. We're not, of course, exact opposite. In fact, most of my readers, it's very interesting. I get lots of fan mail from doctors. When you're doing medicine, you have to worry about business a lot. You cannot worry about fundamentals. You don't have time. If you worry about fundamentals, the person will be dead. Good doctors, anyway, the good ones, make people healthy as quickly as possible, as cheaply as possible, and move on to the next patient. Physics, by contrast, isn't patient-oriented, or it's completely impractical, partly because the practical parts of physics are too dangerous. Also, it has a streak of pure intellectualism and fun that is both heartwarming and a little dangerous. And you find that as people age in the discipline, things begin happening to them that aren't so nice, just like happens to everybody else. And very often the person becomes bitter, having thrown their body in front of the freight train for art, now finds that they're not protected economically anymore. The value of science that I value, and that I think most people do also, is the artistic part, the childlike part. That's the part you don't want to throw away. And the good news is I've discovered that artistic part refreshes itself like grass growing in the spring. Every generation comes forward filled with ideas because they can't help themselves. Hmm. It's rather wonderful. I love being a professor.
So if most physicists played with explosives when they were teenagers, what's the equivalent of when they're older in their careers? Is there an equivalent to playing with explosives?
No, I don't think so. I've worked with an awful lot of teenage people and 20-year-old people, and I now understand that when you're in your 20s, that's your artistic period. You're completely narcissistic. You're obsessed with yourself and all the things you can do and all the things you might do and all the wonderful things you can create. After that comes child-rearing years, where it's opposite now. You have to serve somebody younger than yourself and do a bunch of stuff you don't want to do in order to bring home enough money to support them. So what normally happens to people as they enter the economy is they get very, very serious when they get into their childbearing years because they can't be artistic anymore. Now, this is not a revelation to anybody. I'm just happily reporting that life in science is not so different from life anywhere else. And then when the kids are grown up and earning money, which mine are now, life gets very happy again, and maybe it's time for second childhood.
I'm still in the child-rearing phase, so I know what you're talking about.
Ha, 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 ha.
Robert Laughlin is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist at Stanford University.